Really?
I'm not a bacon.
Bacon and maple syrup.
I don't know. I like my sweet things to be sweet and my salty things to be salty.
See, I like the combination. I mean, banana pancakes as well. Yes, lots of reference to Jack Johnson song.
Works. I don't know. Banana pancakes works very well.
It's fantastic.
Question.
Yeah.
From Alice Goldsney, mm-hmm. Friend of yours.
Friend of the show. Everyone's a friend of the show. Family. Big hug.
What do you like on your pancakes?
Well, we're kind of just talking about this. I think bacon and maple syrup is the go-to, but I do like bananas.
Mm.
Nutella is always good.
Nutella works a treat.
I don't care if it's Nutica or whatever it is from Aldi.
It works so well.
I'll take it.
It works great.
No, I do really like them, but I don't like when they kind of make like a pancake sandwich. You know, with the American style. I don't like that.
Okay,
it's not
fair,
a sandwich. Okay, no. It's pancakes. You cut down. I mean, do you remember off that Circle Waves gig in August? We went to Cafe Number
33. Big shout out. Can we get some sponsorships? Because their breakfast is amazing.
That'd be so good. They are really. And I had some blueberry and maple syrup pancakes.
I believe you did.
And they were good. I don't mind. I'm easy. I mean, as long as the pancakes, it's just good. It's thick, but it isn't too sweet. But then you add the toppings on top to see how you like it. I mean, we all have those iconic memories from school of, like, doing the lemon and sugar crepes.
Do your school do pancakes?
No, do you not remember? Like, in primary school, going to, like, the kitchen and, like, making lemon and sugar crepes.
I don't know what kind of schools you have in Northampton, but...
I didn't go to a primary school.
Schools around our way.
No, really? We used to do that?
I don't think so.
The lemon and sugar, just that was the only toppings.
Couldn't afford lemon and sugar in our school. Back in my day.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
But, no, yeah, our pancake day, huge fan. But I don't know... Don't know, I mean, do you know the origins of it? I mean, is it just kind of like...
Pancake day? Some kind of religious thing, isn't it, I believe? You clear out your cupboards and you can make pancakes because everyone's got flour and milk and...
I don't have flour.
I don't know. I don't have flour either, yeah.
I don't have milk. I mean, you can need the baking powder as well. Also, little cooking tip, if you're making Romero-style pancakes, in my opinion...
Yeah.
They say tablespoon of sugar and a teaspoon of baking powder. I swap them around.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like you want... no, that's the wrong way around.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Chaos. No, that is the way you want to do it. You don't want to have the load of baking powder. Mm. But you want a bit more sugar.
We've got some more questions. Pancake, bro. I'm sorry if anyone...
Sorry,
If anyone here is offended by pancakes, I apologise.
More pancakes questions.
Jake Dobson, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
He's got a suggestion. This is quite rogue.
Oh, God.
Pepperoni and cheese on a pancake. Then grill it. Really?
No. Mm. That's an instant no.
Yeah, I think so. Put it on the whipped pizza. Cream and jam.
I'll
get involved with that.
I remember being in Amsterdam once and having whipped cream on a pancake. It was good.
This show really does gets better and better.
It just goes places. I mean,
people are loving it.
Also, if you're putting on jam, Alfie, favourite jam that you put on your pancake?
Strawberry.
Really?
Yeah.
Simple man.
That's very quick. Strawberry.
English lad. Strawberry.
Raspberry.
I was going to say raspberry.
Yeah,
I like the
actually,
little bits of seed in it.
Oh. No,
I like it. I don't know.
It's stuck in your teeth. It's horrible.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. But it's got that, I don't know, raspberry's just incredibly tasty.
Should we
get some tunes?
Should we play some music?
I think I'm sorry about the pancake.
The pancakes have gone too far.
I think it's pancake.
We've gone crazy, man.
I can't believe we've got a show on pancake day. That feels quite.
What a privilege. We've got a show on Shrove Tuesday. Wow. I'm buzzing. That's so good.
What is it? You know, show on Easter.
Highlight of my career, this is.
The highlight of the career. Yeah.
Do you know what is a highlight of the career?
What's that?
Wolf Alice with Blue Weekend.
Blue Weekend. Sorry, we're going to bring that round back to that. Great album. And we're going to do The Beach, which is the opening, and it's going to go straight into Delicious Things because they kind of fade into other really nicely.
If I can produce that well. We'll see. If anything goes wrong,
press the button.
Me.
You got this, mate.
Right. Well, enjoy, everyone.
Enjoy it. And enjoy your pancakes. There you go.
That was The Beach and Delicious Things by Wolf Alice.
Incredible.
Two tracks.
What an opening.
Oh, it's very good, isn't it?
I love The Beach. We were just talking about, like, the build-up. I hope you guys enjoyed it too, but that's just it. The build-up towards
so
the end.
And then
you
just
dudum. And you just go
and then straight into the
Delicious Things.
Which is so calm and chill. I love that song.
And the bass line, the walking bass line. Mm. And, like, also, like, her voice and, like, the lyrics just really kind of, like, do an amazing narrative that you just want to follow along and just
excellent.
See what happens. I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know. For me, it's got to be up there. It's one of the best openings, I think, ever.
Ever.
Damn. On an album. I mean, for me, it's just it's
Joshua
so
Tree.
Oh God, he loves what? U2 might guys do. You know he likes U2 but
might do.
Yeah, I mean, don't we have a question from
a question? It's a question from Molly. She says, "We on your chips, ketchup or mayo?"
Ketchup.
No, don't be silly.
Ketchup or mayo? I mean, depends where you are, eh? If you're, you know, just like having a normal day in rainy England, it's got to be ketchup.
Mm.
But if you're out somewhere,
no,
in the sun, bit of mayo maybe.
I don't like ketchup though, so I'm slightly
you
biased.
Have a lot of weird opinions. Like, not not in a bad way. It's like
accusing me of things.
It's like you think like, oh, he's a sweet guy, but then it's like ketchup's quite sweet, but you don't like ketchup.
Horrible.
Do you like tomatoes in general though?
I like tomato sauces, like a pasta sauce, pizza
like
sauce,
a pizza,
lovely.
Yeah.
Ketchup's too sweet. But then I like barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce is tangy though. So
it's got the tang. Got the tang. Do you like brown sauce?
No.
See, it's weird. Like, yeah.
Well, even is brown sauce. I don't know I've ever had it actually.
I love brown sauce so much. It's got to be my go to on like any kind of baps. Breakfast baps. Got to be my go to. It's true.
Yeah. And on. Funny story about mayo and chips because we're not going to focus on that little sentence.
No, no. absolutely not.
So, my friend Jamie, who is, I believe he's listening. My guy, he used to, when we used to walk home from school, there was a chicken shop on the way. He always used to get chips, always. We'd say, we'll go once a week. We'd go 3-4 times a week, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, true. So.
And he'd always ask for mayo, and he'd get it. This big, massive tub of, like, you know, the big squeezing
yes,
that they have in, like,
yep.
shops. And he'd spray it all over it. By the time we got to the train station, it was, like, 10 minutes up the road. He'd have to bin, like, probably the last quarter of the chips. He'd have to go. Because they were just soaked in mayo. Yeah, every time.
Swimming in mayo. I mean, I remember being at Reading in 2019 and like the cheapest form of chips were chips doused in curry sauce.
You don't like curry sauce, do you?
I don't mind it, but it was...
Curry sauce is...
Swimming in curry sauce. Curry sauce of the Chinese. What do you think about that?
Oh, all day. Every day.
I had twice on Sundays, Lucas. About a week ago and we... Fats of curry sauce.
Cover it. Always.
But I don't really know that, like, the... like, you know, ordering a Chinese etiquette. Do you know what I mean? Like, I like, what do you get? What's specified? What's certain? What do you have to do?
Do you know what? We've got Chinese near us that sell sushi. And I discovered that. Oh, blew my mind.
We had the sushi discussion on Sunday, didn't we?
You
and
said
I've
some
yet.
Very
well,
things.
I need to go to Tesco's.
You've not tried it. Oh, we. The planning has gone to pot.
It's
on
gone.
Show.
I will try. You know what? I might try on air.
Wow. That'd be fun.
Sushi on air.
Okay.
Anyway, another question which leads into the next song.
Yeah, what? This is a question from my cousin Heather, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I hope so. That's awkward. The question, what's your favourite song on the album, Lucas?
For me,
for
I think Go To is the first single they released, Last Man on Earth.
Wonderful.
That's
song.
The first. I remember listening to Radio 1 live. I tuned in to listen to it when they first released it on the Clara Amfo show, and it was, oh my God, it was so good.
I like that because it's so different to what they've done before. Like a whole piano. But I mean, we'll get to it.
It's like.
Track number 9.
It's kind of like, you know, like. Ideas of like God in there and
it's a beautiful
stuff
song.
And like
it's really really lovely.
It's fantastic.
For me though, it's gonna be this next little ditty that you're gonna listen to on Live Wire 1350.
Track three,
Lipstick on the Glass. Wow.
What is a lipstick on the glass? Maybe we'll find out.
We might hopefully we will. But yeah, no, this is by far, I love the chorus, it's so beautiful.
It does continue the theme of delicious things as well. Kind of like the lyrical theme.
It's yeah, it's so good. And musically I think it sounds amazing. Yeah. So should we get on with it?
I think we should crack on.
The listeners are screaming at us. Stop talking.
Lipstick on the Glass.
This is Lipstick on the Glass, Wolf Alice, on Live Wire 1350.
Yeah. Enjoy.
What a tune. Oh, best track. Easy.
Best track, easy.
Easy.
I wouldn't say it's a great track, but it's growing on me, Lipstick on the Glass.
I love it. I don't know what it is. I just love the way it... I don't know, it's in my head. I've had it in my head for, like, since we saw them on Saturday.
Yeah, they
genuinely.
Are.
It's, like, on repeat.
Did that live as well, didn't they?
They did it. Wonderful. Really good.
Oh, that kind of leads into the question of what was the difference one live?
Yeah, well, like, it was from Rebecca. It was like, what... Yeah, what... was there any difference between the live right on the recordings? I don't think... genuinely, that's... I find that's always a good sign of a good band.
Very
is the
good
fact
sign,
they
yeah.
sound like the record. And I thought they did.
I think they did. I mean,
oh,
I'm just trying
brilliant.
To think. I think Don't Delete the Kisses was quite a bit different, but that's because they didn't really have like any strings. Oh, Last Man on Earth. That was a lot more stripped back because there's a lot of strings in that song, but they didn't have any strings on stage.
But it worked, though.
But I like it that they didn't have a backing track of strings.
Yeah,
I like
no,
that.
I agree. It was all live. I really like that.
Because I think they did like one with Jules Holland where they had the strings and it looked and like it really just sounded like the studio version, so obviously it was the strings that were missing.
That's very good.
But no, that's a great song.
Yeah, a couple more questions coming in.
Come on.
Hot off the press. A question from Georgie.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas.
Yeah.
We're going history nerds. Anyone who doesn't like history, just sort
bring
of
it back. A large day of history.
Do something
today.
For a couple of minutes. Her question is a very, very niche question.
Okay.
Even I don't really know about this.
Okay.
I'm a modern history man. What's your favourite thing that happened in 1350?
What my favourite thing that happened in 1350?
Yeah, yeah, I'll be honest, listeners. Oh my history God. Students. This can be bad radio. Breed.
Well, it's Edward III. It's Edward III. Definitely
your
Edward
III. Your favourite king.
One of them. he came to power in 1327, I believe. So he's been around for what? 23 years at that point.
Something like that.
Is there like some kind of treaty? I think his eldest son, the Black Prince, might have invaded and taken over parts of Aquitaine.
Nice.
They're screaming at me right now. Yeah. Louis and Georgie and all medieval lot.
All your medieval friends.
Medieval friends.
Do I count in that? Yeah, I do one module with you. Am I a medieval friend?
I think you count. You do what? Plantagenet England.
Yeah, it's great.
It's really good. Really good.
The reading's,
the
really
reading's
fun.
Yeah. 150 pages. I'm going to say, I think probably a battle happened or something, but it was probably the height of Edward III's power. But I know the moment the next song comes on, I'm just going to go straight and I'm going
to
get bombed by
it. We'll get back to it. Yeah, we'll get back to it after the record. Another third question of this link. This is from Hannah, who has asked, relating to Pancake Chat, what's better, Actual Jam or The Jam, the band?
I mean, Actual Jam.
You think so?
Yeah, I really
like The Jam, personally.
I really like Jam.
Jam, you're a Jam fan.
Jam is a fan. I mean, I like The Jam. Yeah. But I'm, you know, you really go on deep dives in your albums. For me, it's kind of Town Called Malice.
Yeah.
That's entertainment.
Wasted.
It's not wasted. It's just like, I've really been
that. My friend.
But I love Jam. We talked about it, and I think there's so many great options. But Raspberry, for me, is definitely up there.
Okay. Yeah, Strawberry.
Put on it. Literally, toast, pancakes.
Anything,
you're loving it.
Anything you want. Right, another track?
I think we got another track.
It's track 4.
Smile.
Smile. This song is for my mother.
For your mum.
For, like, it's after today, she could do with a smile. So this is Wolf Alice with Smile.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy, right. Everybody.
Lots of love.
Oh, so Smile, good. Wolf Alice. What a tune.
Really good tune.
Like the way it builds up and then bang, hits it.
Yeah, I like the breakdown where just the bass goes bom, bom, bom.
Heavy, I love it.
I mean, also how like it goes from Delicious Things, Lipstick on the Glass, quite slow, chill songs, nice, to nice that.
And then bang.
That was their second single released just for this album.
Wonderful. Good album.
Question.
You've got to make a slight clarification.
I've got to make a slight clarification.
Well,
so Georgie asked
really.
That question, 1350. That's because that's the name of the radio station.
The name of the station you're listening to is Live Wire 30, if anyone was wondering.
And how many times have we said that?
Not enough. Probably not enough. But the fact that neither of us realised that is, that says a lot about our radio hosting skills.
It's bad, but it's just funny. I mean, yeah. I don't know why, but 1350, I was just kind of like panicking. I was like, oh God, is it a battle or something?
Yeah, no, it's actually just the show. The station we're literally doing a show on.
But also, Edward III's reign, I got that right.
There you go, that's fine.
So I'm not too bad.
It's all good. You got a question then?
I've got a question for my mother, Isla. Shout out. First festival you went to, experience, how old were you, etc, etc.
We're going to do that. We're going to do the joke thing, aren't we? I'm assuming you went to Reading.
No.
Really? No, okay. Well, I went to Glastonbury. I've only been to one festival.
Glastonbury.
You might as well stop where you're at the top, right? You know? I've been to Glastonbury. I was...
Glastonbury.
I went to Glastonbury. Glastonbury, darling. I was 16.
How can you not afford Glastonbury?
Yeah, just come to Glastonbury with Minty and all my friends. No, I was 16. Mad, really good.
Yes.
2017, really good year. Literally finished my GCSEs the day before I went.
Oh God.
It was great.
And then you were free.
I was free to do what I want any old time.
Exactly, happy days. For me, it was, I was like 13, 14 to this little festival called Cornbury.
Okay.
It's actually quite good. They had some of the Beach, I think the surviving member of the Beach Boys played there,
right,
a couple of years ago. My mum always goes.
The Beach Boy.
A Beach Boy. There was that, Scouting for Girls have played there. Who's the guy who goes like, it was the summer of 69? Brian Adams played there. Keane played there. It's pretty good.
That's actually
quite
not bad.
And it's Scouting really nice festival.
Scouting for Girls.
Scouting for Girls,
great. A wonderful single. She's so rubbery. She's so rubbery.
Do you not like Scouting for Girls?
Mm. We'll leave it.
We all talked about this while watching Dune last night, weren't we?
We watched Dune last night. That was
great.
A
film.
That was a great nearly three hours to spend. No, I enjoyed it. It was just, why are they walking for so long?
I don't know, they've got a lot of walking to do. I just kept thinking, God, if that was a TV show, first season, 10 hours, way more time to flesh out the characters and stuff.
It was long enough, Lucas.
I watched that. The aesthetic was awesome.
Yeah, the CGI was really good.
The CGI was great, the shots are awesome, but it's like...
excellent.
It was just really cool.
I enjoyed it.
It's like Game of Thrones in space.
I did enjoy it, to be fair. I don't get why the main character
is
called Paul, though.
If no one really knows, Dune is like a big old sci-fi adventure. It was written in the 60s, so it's kind of like how Lord of the Rings is the father of fantasy.
Very important sci-fi.
Dune is the father of
sci-fi.
Sci-fi
fans out there.
Star Wars is based on it.
But the main character's called Paul.
The main character's called
Paul. Right, Paul. Sorry.
Luke Skywalker. It's like Anakin Skywalker.
Paul.
Paul Atreides.
Just like, yeah. It's just like, sounds like, I don't know.
Jessica.
Does it? Yeah, Jessica. It just doesn't work really, does it? It's like, oh, we need to look to someone to save the galaxy. Where's Paul? Bring Paul in.
Or the Duncan Idaho as well. The one
Duncan.
Duncan Idaho.
Duncan's pretty cool, I guess. But yeah, Paul. I'm
Duncan just kind of reminds me of, like, I don't know, like an English lad who likes a pint. You know, Duncan Idaho. Not an epic warrior from space set 10,000 years in the future.
I would work on the names. But that's just me. I can't critique a book from the 60s.
You can't critique
really
it.
Good.
But no, I really enjoyed it.
It was alright.
Next song, Safe from Heartbreak. They did this live, to my shock.
They did. Really good. It takes the pace of the album down. The contrast between this and Smile is really good. I really like it.
I love those contrasts. Like, we're talking about Wolf Alice. They'll do a heavy punk song that's very original to their roots, and then they'll go into something they've explored.
There's so much adaption. I really like it. So, yeah, this is Safe from Heartbreak.
If you ever fall in love. No, something like that.
If
you've never fallen in love. That's
it's
the
very
one.
Good.
Enjoy.
Bit moody, but enjoy it.
I went off early.
Slightly abrupt ending there. My apologies for that.
It's beautiful, that song.
It's really nice.
It's so... Her vocals... I mean, they're even better live. That's nothing
really good live.
Was
different. That the track that they had the moon up? Like, the light?
I think so.
It was really like a spot. Put a spotlight on her. It looked really beautiful.
It was really good. And, like, but her... Because on that, you have the layered vocals when it's towards the end. You know,
it's really beautiful.
But then when she's live, it's just her. And it just sounds,
through,
in my opinion,
man.
It sounds so much better. It was incredible. But a fantastic song, and it breaks down really nicely.
Yeah, oh, I enjoyed it
You're
a lot.
You're giggling at a question, are you?
No, to be fair, we've all got some really good questions. I've got a very, very good question. Okay. This is one of the best ones. This is from Robbie, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Everyone's favourite Trojan, Robbie. No offence, Josh and Jake, obviously.
Dr. Gorgeous.
Dr. Gorgeous asks, what's a better venue, the LCR or the Waterfront?
Ooh, and if you don't know where LCR and the Waterfront, the two big venues in Norwich, Waterfront is quite an iconic old one down by the river in town, and the LCR is the one here on campus.
Here on campus, where we saw Wolf Alice on Saturday night.
I'm going to say Waterfront. I think Waterfront, it's got more space and it feels like a proper old fashioned. Well, as in like more access to the band. It's hard to explain, but the Wolf Alice experience, yes, on Saturday, we couldn't really get close to the front.
We were slightly delayed in
going.
We were
slightly delayed, thanks, Jake. I had to wait outside for a ticket with him. Not happy.
I was chilling.
You were chilling. But the point
I'm tall,
is like,
I can see anything.
Yeah, you're so tall.
The fellow next to us weren't too happy.
Alfie's 6'3 and I'm 5'7, so just kind of have that in your mind.
You're the same height as Vladimir Putin. I didn't know that. That's quite cool.
How did you know that his height's 5'7?
Because that's why he's so angry, isn't it?
Hey! He's doing all right. No, I'm joking. No, he's not. He's a
steady,
bad person.
Steady. Yeah,
But no, I'm going to say Waterfront. And also, it's got a lot of history. It was the first gig that Nirvana, that Dave Grohl plays as a drummer for Nirvana.
First tour, yeah.
What do you think, mate?
I mean, I've been to a gig at both. I'll be honest. See, I don't like moshing. I'm an old man over here. You're young. You love getting involved.
I do.
I don't. So, for me, I quite like the steps. The fact that there's like a in the LCR there's like a down. There's really
like
weird.
Like a lower dance
floor.
There's
like a lower dance floor kind of thing, and that's where the mosh bit's gone. But there's like a around it. There's like steps. So I quite like that. And I mean, again, I can see most things. I mean, we were with Alice and Georgie. They couldn't see anything.
No.
It's unfortunate. They could hear it, though.
They could hear it.
You got a gig for music, really, didn't you? I mean,
yeah, I don't know. Like, it was just because I was like, I need a better view.
I did manage to get a better view. You got a better view, yeah. But no, I like... Also, the LCR is close to where we live.
It's really close. It's like a 10-minute walk for us, whereas Waterfront, you've got to get a taxi or a bus.
Yeah.
And it's just fast. But the Waterfront's got all the history.
The Waterfront's a better venue for, like, an evening out. Like,
you
propaganda.
Really like, yeah, because they do
the
nights out.
The smoking area is lovely. Not that it's used for smoking, obviously.
No, we do not encourage smoking.
But it's really lovely. It's by the river, so it's nice and cool.
Yeah, so it's like a nice like slope down to the river, and there's got fairy lights.
They've got like a lovely upstairs bar, which is really chilled, and the music that's loud. You can go and just chill out there. They've got a couple of rooms. It's really nice. I like it.
It's
but again,
cool.
It's just a hassle to get home from. Just book a cab and... Oh,
but it's opposite the Spoons as well. On the other side of the river is the Queen.
It's opposite the Queen of Iceni. Yeah.
Which is a great like pub factory.
It's a great
like
Norwich
it.
Dialect for everyone out there. Anyone who's not from Norwich or ever been to Norwich, my apologies.
I'm so confused. Have we got time for one more question? Or can we go...
I feel like we'll play a track.
Let's go to the track.
This track... What is it? How can
I make it okay?
How can you, Lucas?
I don't know. Maybe the track will tell you.
Well, fingers crossed, I guess, but we'll see.
I really like the track. Enjoy.
Enjoy, everyone.
Really good song, that.
How can I make it?
That might be up there. I think that might have jumped a few.
Oh, changing live. Yeah, it's really good.
We were just vibing,
we're getting involved, mate. We're getting involved.
We were loving
it. Luckily, the mics aren't on while we're playing, because we sing along, everybody.
That'd be quite funny. That'd be a good prank one day.
Deafen all of our listeners.
Exactly. How can I? but again, if you're not convinced by her vocals at this point.
No, like, unbelievable voice.
Like, what's going to convince you? I mean, so good. Yeah, she's not called Alice. She's called Ellie.
And there's no wolf. We had a question from Robbie. Is there a wolf? I'll be honest, I was very disappointed when we got into the LCR Saturday night. I was like, where is it?
Where's the wolf?
What's this about? She's not called Alice. There's no wolf.
Jake was making Paramore jokes. I wasn't happy.
And then we were told to be quiet by a very, very...
Well, you were.
Me and Jake were told to be quiet. I'd say Alice was probably getting told to be quiet. Poor Georgie just sat there, just chilling. Alice is kicking off. Jake's kicking off. It was a funny evening. But yeah, a man turned around. He asked us to move out the way first, which is like, we're at a gig. It's quite packed.
Yeah,
it's
cozy. Can't move.
And then he was like, you be quiet, please. And we just started laughing. Whereas he looked like he was under the influence of certain substances.
Anyway,
question.
Question.
Do you want to read it or should I read it?
You read it.
All right, this is from Georgie again.
Oh, God. She's getting a lot of shout-outs, isn't she? Jesus.
Yeah. Top fan.
Top
fan. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Everyone's a friend of the show. We love you all.
Yeah, we love you all.
What's your favourite Wolf Alice song?
That's a really good question.
That's a great... I don't know how we didn't think of that.
I think
we did a show on Wolf Alice and we didn't...
Don't Delete the Kisses is incredible.
It's really good.
If you haven't listened to that song, what's wrong with you?
Exactly. I'm going to go Silk. Bro. Silk slaps, man. What a tune.
It's a really... Like, I love it when Wolf Alice just goes in these amazing, very emotional and far too relatable things.
They played that as well on Saturday.
They did play Silk.
Beautiful, beautiful song, man. I think that might... Do you know why as well? Trainspotting 2 soundtrack. Mm-hmm. It's on the Trainspotting 2 soundtrack.
You were buzzing after the gig. You were like, oh, they played Silk from Trainspotting 2.
I was very happy. So I used to go to get the train to school, and in the winter, Trainspotting 2, the trailer came out. It's in the trailer. So it came out around the same time, like winter. So I used to get the train in the morning, and I'd get there at like 7. It's like pitch black, and I'd meet everyone on the next stop. So I'd have like one stop to myself. And I'd put this on. It just makes me think of those mornings in the cold. You know, cold winter.
Yeah,
no. It's like boom. It's really slow. If you listen to it, it builds up really well.
It's always a bit Joy Division-y.
A little bit.
No, it's I like. Really good. I mean, for I me, it. I think there's some that first album, My Love Is Cool. There's some great songs of that album. Yeah. There's a song called White Leather. Have you heard of that song?
I don't think I have, actually.
That's a really good
should
song.
I should educate myself.
Wolf Alice is really good. Wolf Alice is good. Of course Wolf Alice is good.
They're very good.
White Leather's a really good song. There's a song called I Saw You in a Corridor. These are all quite very similar to No Hard Feelings, which we'll hear later. Stripped back, guitar and singer.
I quite like You're a Germ, though.
You're a Germ. Lisbon's a great song
Lisbon's
as well.
A really good song.
I do listen to that album quite a lot.
Very
more
good.
I think.
Listeners, get out there. Listen to it. Come on.
Listen to it. It's really good.
And buy a physical copy, please. They need to support these artists. Come
also,
on.
Moaning Lisa Smile. I mean, is that the second album or the first?
I think it's first.
But it's so. That is great. Giant Peach.
Giant Peach, yeah.
Again, they played that both one after the other, which are their two heaviest songs.
We're doing that thing we did on Sunday where we just went through Sam.
But they're all so good. Like, Wolf Alice like, deserves a deep dive because they are really, really good.
Lucas, would you argue that Wolf Alice have got some greatest hits?
Oh, God.
Would you argue that?
I would argue all their songs are greatest hits.
And would you... I mean, you're going to play those greatest hits, aren't you?
I want to play the greatest hits.
Well, that's funny, because guess what the next song's called?
What's it called?
It's called Play the Greatest Hits.
No way.
This is... We've had a little bit slow, a little bit mellow. This hits it. This is
back into fifth gear.
This is a punk tune. This is like a late 70s Sex Pistols inspired tune.
Yeah, quick.
Think.
Short
it's great.
And sweet.
It's really good. Yeah?
Yeah. Let's get going.
Enjoy
let's
this.
Up this up a gear.
Play the Greatest Hits, Wolf Alice. We did play their greatest hits.
We did. Good.
Some weird
good
noises
tune.
Going on there and the rest of the song. Not about that, thank you very much.
No, thank you very much. But yeah, really good tune.
I like
loved it.
Short, sweet,
ups
happy,
up,
can't
gets
beat
the
it.
Gear, makes you want to dance.
It does, there's a little bit of blue language, but luckily someone edited it out.
Thank you, Alfie.
It's alright. I to be fair,
I'll change your Alfie.
It was a little bit of a nervy one. Obviously, we decided to do this album, checked and it's like four swear words on it. Because they're so punk and different, man. They're so cool. I'm gonna joke, I love Wolf Alice, but
I do love Wolf Alice.
But so I was like, so this is the first time we've done it. The last two albums we've done have not had swearing in them.
Thank you, Beatles and What's the other album?
Stone Roses.
Stone Roses.
We're really good at this. So yeah, so I had to work out how to blur out swear words. But we got there in the end. We're gonna be good.
Exactly. Really good question.
Great question.
Wolf Alice.
From Rebecca.
So, do you want to say it all?
Yeah. It doesn't really matter. We got the same answer anyway.
Exactly.
What song would you want Wolf Alice to cover?
I had a good think about. Well, we were like,
whoa. It's a really, really good question. Excellent question. We have some good questions tonight. Shout out everyone.
Really good
questions.
Thank you for great questions. I'm going to say, for me, it was Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower.
Wow, okay.
Can you imagine Wolf Alice covering that?
Yes. Now, see, mine, I think I would love to hear Wolf Alice do. It's a well-known song. I don't know. Suffragette City by David Bowie.
Oh!
I think their version of that would be amazing.
That could be really good.
Any of the tracks really off the Ziggy Stardust album.
I think
album,
any David Bowie tracks would... I mean, that's what I was going to ask you. What do you think Wolf Alice are similar musically to? Or do you reckon they're really forging their own similar path? Like, you are a bit of an expert, you know. I will say that.
God, we are in trouble, aren't we?
Well, I'm not in trouble.
The show is.
Yeah.
That's tricky. I mean, they're so great because the reason I think they're so great and they're elevated above everything else that's out at the minute, apart from like, you know, Sam Fender, etc. Mm. There's a certain level that you reach where you're better than everyone else. But they just are. Like, it's just fact that I think they're better than everyone else. That's why we're listening to their album. It was the best album of last year, probably.
Probably. Like, I mean, better. I think there's a lot of great albums to do.
So there's some
out.
Very good ones, but I think this, yeah.
It
but
is they like
so they've got obviously they've got the whole punky kind of rock vibe going, but then also they've got these really deep, beautiful, meaningful songs like Last Man on Earth, which we're going to get to in a bit, and you know the slower songs on this record. There's that variety, I think, is so important.
Yeah,
and it's hard. That's the best thing. Though. It's hard to pinpoint. Like obviously you can hear like influences from places, but it's very much its own thing, and I really like that.
I do. That's the same kind of discussion we had about Sam Fender. It's like, I think it's very easy to look back on these artists 20, 30, 40 years ago and be like, oh, they're this kind of certain brand, because you can look at their whole discography or their biggest hits, the greatest hits, and you can kind of be like, oh, yeah, those what define them, therefore we can put them under the umbrella of that genre.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, what we're seeing with Wolf Alice and Sam Fender at the moment, their evolution is just really good songwriters.
100%. And this is like, if you missed the show on Sunday, lucky you.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that bad.
It was good.
I listened back to it. It was all right. Bits.
Oh, go on.
So we were talking about Catfish and the Bottlemen because we played outside, and I just thought, I mean, there's no evolution.
There's no
evolution whatsoever. I mean, like what they did, the most they've got for evolution was on the last album. There was a couple of interludes, which you know was really new when Paul Weller and Oasis did it in the 90s.
Yeah,
it was really cool that. So yeah, I like you need the evolution, the change.
It's a bit like, oh come on, and like. And then you look at, you know, all these amazing artists, like big and small, really evolving.
I mean, you
changing.
Look at Blossoms. I mean, Blossoms are one of my favourite bands. I can't lie. I love Blossoms. And
they've evolved so much.
Bro, their first album, the change has been crazy. I'm really looking forward to their new album, which is coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ripping around the bomb. I would like to review it. Sound the singles.
We could talk about it on the show if you want.
We could do. Might have to.
But
yeah. Yeah, no, so yeah, I think that's what Wolf Alice have really got going with themselves, is there's such variety in... They don't sound like anyone else, really. And I think as well, I think it's very important to note a strong female vocalist as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think there is certainly a, in sort of alternative music, there is a sort of leaning towards male vocalists.
Oh,
I think
of course, yeah.
To have a really strong, wonderful female voice, I think, at the front of a band that can be quite heavy, I think that's a really lovely thing to see. And I think
yeah,
we
it's
need
really
more
cool.
of it, really, I think.
I think we do need more of them. I think there are, like, this band called, I think, Crawler, that's coming up as well, and
okay.
they've got like, a female singer and stuff. But, like, I know, because there's a lot, like, let's say we looked at the music that we played on Sunday, I'm pretty sure all of them were, like, all male
exactly.
singers, all male. And, like, and, you know, when you look in that perspective, you're like, God, like, well, that's 10 tracks.
Yeah.
All of them have got, and that some of them are bands up to 5 people, and they're all males. And
yeah.
like, and you got to really think about like that diversity behind.
It's very important to recognize that kind of thing, and that's another reason why I think Wolf Alice was so good. I tell you a quick story. I mean, and we got to get on and play.
Yeah,
records.
We have got to crack on.
I didn't see Wolf Alice. I went to a day festival. It's called Clapham Calling. It was like 2015.
Mm.
It was really good. Noel Gallagher headlined. He was great. Really good live. Before he turned a little bit funny.
I know, he's always been a bit funny.
What's the story? Closet Tory.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they played, and I didn't see them Because I was at the main, they weren't on the main stage. I was gutted. I really wanted to see them. But I remember I was on the tube on the way there. And there was this girl. She couldn't have been any more than like 11, 12. She was like super young. It was like clearly like her first gig kind of thing. And I remember hearing over here in the conversation, and she said, "I can't wait to see Wolf Alice because the singer's so cool. She like dives in the crowd and stuff." And I just thought that's so important.
Yeah, no,
but
it
like,
is.
It's that kind of role model thing.
Yeah, like, that kind of thing.
Excellent, and they're really good.
And they are just so good. And you can't. And they don't hide behind that. Like, it's just part of their identity that just makes them amazing. But like their music, as we've said about a billion times, and we'll say a billion times more, is just so good.
We've been terribly muso today, haven't we?
God. We're feeling it. We're feeling the love for Wolf Alice. I hope you guys enjoy the love for it too.
Yeah, they sound off at this point. If they
have they?
They're not enjoying the record. They're probably going.
Anyway, we better crack on.
We will.
Feeling Myself is next.
Okay.
Oh, come on. A bit colourful.
Anyway.
No, it's a good tune. Enjoy.
Right,
oh, God, no. Good tune.
I mean,
I don't think it's as good as the other slow ones.
No. I wasn't feeling myself to that tune. Unfortunately. Sorry, that was so cheap. Sorry, everyone.
That was fine. No, I think family. Lipstick on the Glass and Delicious Things are a lot better.
Yeah, it's probably.
I think I'm really attached to the lyricals, like the lyrics and like what she's saying. I think for that, and that's why the second and third track just really carry that. Whereas Feeling Myself is just a bit like.
And obviously, Lipstick on the Glass, the best track on the album. So. This is
opinion, everyone.
Questions. We don't have a question. What is the age range at the gig? Like, are Wolf Alice a young people's band or an old people's band?
It was a mix.
Band?
It was a mix.
It was a good. I thought it was a strong mix. To be fair, I
mean, you had an old geezer shout at you.
He wasn't. Yeah, was he enjoying it? Probably not.
I don't know. Maybe he was in his strange
world. I
don't
think his partner was enjoying it very much.
Yeah, but no. Anyway. I don't know. I think it was a cool mix. I think it was more of a mix I think I've ever seen. I remember the Vaccines that I went to back in 2019. They were very mixed. But I think they're quite rocky and can relate to all ages. But then I've been to gigs where it's basically just like the Night Cafe was basically just like I was probably one of the oldest people there.
You've been to a gig which is just old people.
Yes, I have.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was not really a gig. It was it's gonna be really weird. Okay, this is down in Swanage on holiday.
Of course.
Classic Swanage, shout out. And there was like a beer festival going on and like in every pub there was like an band of just people basically just like jamming with a load of folk stuff, and I was only 15, so I couldn't drink. I remember going with my parents, and it was just it was like 5 in the afternoon,
like,
and it was these crazy like old people all dancing to this
like
mental music,
like,
and
they
having a go at me because I was 15, and Mum was like, "Mum, Dad, can we go?" And we left.
Like
it was all so. I have been to gig. Well, but it wasn't the official gig.
No,
but it was bad.
Yeah.
Beer
festival. You know what that sounds like?
What does that sound like?
It's like a post office on pension day. Not fun.
God's waiting room. Isle of Wight.
Wow. Okay.
What about you, old people?
The Nirvana tribute band we went to was sort of old. I'd say it was probably majority old.
Yeah, but it was. It felt like a very healthy mix. More like Wolf Alice.
They were healthy old people.
Healthy old people.
Yeah.
Listen to Nirvana.
They do.
Grunge keeps you healthy, lads.
It does. Fact.
Prescribed by doctors. But no, that was a good show. And then Faye had another question as well.
The question was. If we started a band, what are we calling it? We sort of touched on this on Sunday's show, but again, I hope people didn't listen to Sunday's show.
Oh, no, I'm proud of all the work we produce.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm happy with it. I don't know, to be honest. I think I'd be bass, you'd be guitar.
Yeah, probably.
I think we've got a drummer out there.
Yeah.
Little three, but I don't know, to be honest. What would you want to call it? You probably come up with some. I'd suggest. Here's what happened, ladies and gentlemen. I suggest some names. Alfie would give me a face. End of story. He will come up with one eventually, and then that'll be it.
You reckon?
That's what happened.
100%. How hungry!
I've been in those kind of that where it's like they're like, no, Lucas, no, and I'm like, okay, what are we gonna call ourselves? Because the gig's in 2 days.
Do you want to run us through what are your band names when you were a young man?
Okay, as long as you do one as well.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
it depends which one you do because there's two, and I want you to do one.
Well,
of them.
One was a kick around name. The other was the actual name of the band.
Okay, the kick around name's the better one.
The kick around name was Maiden China, as in maiden, as in like, you know, a young lady, but made in China, so Maiden China. And then the official name, Red-Eyed Vipers. But you got to consider I was young teens.
Would Maiden China not be Maidenless China?
What?
Okay, I was just thinking about...
No, you ruined it.
Your audience levels.
What about you, Alpha? You can't get away from the school.
Yeah, we had a band called Osmosis.
Scientific.
Very
biology
scientific.
GCSE revision.
Listen, don't mess around.
That sounds like a
it was
like
bad.
A Christian rock band that's also teaching you revision. osmosis.
It's true.
And it was.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
You loved it.
It was really good fun.
What about photosynthesis?
That was too long. Couldn't fit on the posters. Right.
PS for short.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah.
I don't know. Osmosis is what it is.
It's very difficult.
Movement of water. Did that have any meaning behind it? Osmosis. I'm still on the.
No, it just sounds like Oasis, isn't it?
Oh.
We played Live Forever once and we just thought, yeah, that'll do.
No Oasis as well. That's a Oasis. No,
that's a tribute band, yeah.
And then you've got. Minium, I don't know, the go-to's kind of like name after famous songs.
Do you know what I really love? I love the Noasis boys. Where do they get their haircuts from?
No idea.
Because they've all got the same one. They always got the same barber.
Probably the same barber.
They've all got the same motorcycle helmet haircut.
Didn't the England team on the World Cup like have the same barber?
Probably. I think so. They all had the... Phil Foden never dyed blonde. If we won the Euros, they were all going to dye their hair blonde.
But we didn't.
We didn't win, famously. We didn't win. Good fun.
Next track, my favourite.
It is your favourite, isn't it? Yeah.
After listening to the track, I love the album. I love all the songs. A lot of things have gone up. A few things have gone down.
Oh, okay.
Last Man on Earth is probably my favourite song. Good. It's so beautiful. And enjoying. So beautiful.
Wow. Not a dry eye in the house.
There's not. I'm a bit emotional right now. That is.
Heavy.
It just encompasses what makes this album so good. It's got the cyclical nature of it. It starts, the beginning slow, builds up, hits this amazing emotional beat. It just follows, like, it's just so relatable and everything, and then it just closes at the end with this beautiful little piano chord. And I don't know, I really like this album.
And
that's the song song is just ridiculous.
Good first single.
Great first single. I mean, I don't know, I love it so much. And also, I don't know if you guys are on Spotify or whatever, but like they have like these like story bits below.
Boo.
But you scroll down, so then like you've got the lyrics, but then also you have like these story things that the artist can put in, like explaining what they're doing, like what the song's about or whatever, their interpretation of it. And it's like, I don't know, it just really makes it, for me, I really like that. It builds like a whole narrative idea. It really helps it seen as like a whole piece of
art
together. Interesting.
I like to think sometimes the songs, you can think about, you know, what the writer's going through, what they're thinking about. It's very interesting. So it's a window into the soul. And it is so muso tonight. This has been pretentious.
It hasn't been pretentious. I think we just expressed our opinions. I think we've also... Because a lot of these albums that we're doing, it's either one that I really know Alfie doesn't, or Alfie really knows and I don't, such as Revolver. This one, we have both been mulling over about a year. For like a year, this has been probably like top five albums that I always whack on.
So good. I listened to it when it came out. I hadn't listened to it for a while until, obviously, before we saw them. I was like, obviously, I'm going to go through and have a listen because it's been delayed and et cetera, et cetera. So I was like, wow. Yeah.
No, I constantly have it on. It's one of those albums that's like... I think we have I've got a copy of it because to get the tickets early I got like a copy of the CD.
Good.
I
always had it on the CD player at
home
that.
And it's always had that on at home, like you know, if dad's playing his jazz, whatever, just whack that on. I'll sneak in the Wolf Alice CD. Really good album. Okay, bit of a lighter to move away from the pretentiousness. My brother's asked, favourite beer?
It's a bit awkward.
You don't like beer?
I drink beer. Horrible stuff.
Are you sure? Like, there's no abysmal beers that on the many times that we've gone out together and I've force-fed you a drink. Okay, well,
steady.
It
tastes like flat urine. Pun, you know, apologies.
Very well. For me,
George,
I mean, for me, an ale, Timmy Taylor's.
He loves an ale.
I love an ale. Timmy Taylor's is so good and, like, got a lot of flavour in it. I don't like my ale's too hoppy. It's a bit overwhelming. And then the lagers, I've really gone to Estrella recently, which is really nice.
So you talk about cider, then I can have a conversation.
Cider. Alfie, what's your favourite cider?
I love Kopparberg.
No, I really like Aspel cider, really good.
Yeah.
They make a very
good
cider.
Do you like the Adams cider, kind of?
I've not tried the Adams cider yet.
See, Adams is a local brewer around Suffolk.
Their gin is exceptional, though.
There's like Adams bars in town. It's really good.
Yeah, their gin's wonderful. Copper House, very good.
They do some good. There's this great called like the Great Wave or something. It's a cider, and it's just so fruity.
I need to try that.
In ciders, I like the dry. The drier, but also still has a sweet flavour. It's really, really nice. I do enjoy that. And like the tart bitterness. I do enjoy cider. But no, when it comes to beers, it's like Estrella I've been really liking at the moment and stuff. And then Timmy Taylor's. But also the Murderers have their own ales on tap. The Edith Cavill, the Murderers Ale. I could go on.
You could.
But I shan't.
You shan't.
But no, yeah. That's kind of my opinions on beers. I love them.
Should we go into the next track?
I think we can. No Hard Feelings.
I mean, I don't have any personally.
Yeah, well, I think I just really like the end of this album.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, I've been listening to it a lot. This track doesn't stand out to me, but I'll see what my thoughts are afterwards, I guess.
Yeah, I think it really stands. I just think it's, if you listen to the lyrics, I don't know, it's just really beautiful. Mm. And it's one of the songs I listen to all the time.
All right, then. Here we go.
Enjoy No Hard Feelings.
Bang.
Oh.
No Hard Feelings. Yeah,
improved.
Know, very good. Yeah, actually, lovely song.
I love the guitar riff. Beautiful. It just sounds like the elastic nature of it. It's just really, really cool.
Elastic nature.
Look at me.
Muso tonight. Muso. Wow.
And then you got a bit of the old synths in the bridge.
Yeah, lovely. Really lovely song. I enjoyed that.
But I really enjoyed that. But no, yeah, I think No Hard Feelings. And then that kind of leads into the question about, like, what song would make you cry?
Bro. Off this album and then in general?
I think off this album. I think the No Hard Feelings or Last Man on Earth.
Do you know what, actually?
What?
Safe from Heartbreak. That's a sad song, man.
It is a very sad, very relatable and
I'm
sad
not
song.
Your plaything. That's right. Like, that's a cut deep, you know. It's a very, very sad song.
That's
and also
it's
really
Valleys.
Slow and, yeah, I love that. That's a great
but
song.
But I love how Wolf Alice disguise it in between these, like, smile and play the greatest hits, which are just basically mosh songs, and in between them these little nuggets of real cutting emotion. They don't waste their time.
They do not. What about in general? What song in general?
I was thinking about it. I think listening to it, like, lyrically, there's this song called Freaking Out on the Interstate by this artist called Brister Moroni. Very good song. It talks about, like, I don't know, like, the love that you give is the love you ought to receive and things. And I was a bit like, oh, God.
That's a Beatles
and then also Simple Twist of Fate by Bob Dylan off Blood on the Tracks.
Oh,
great album. And that's a very relatable song. But I think lyrical-wise, them. But I think musically-wise, just listening to the music, Radiohead, a bit of the Bends.
Oh, okay.
Like, they kind of do it for me.
So, Comfortably Numb, Pink Floyd.
Yes.
It's always a tearjerker. And do you know what? Not so much teary, Goosebumps, though. The last track on Sam Fender's now, I'm Dying of a Light.
Yeah.
That gives me shivers every single time I listen to it. I don't know what it is.
Just love it. Oh, Dead Boys is a very sad song.
Dead Boys is very sad.
That
yeah.
is. I think I cried to that at Reading with that. Because the opening with Will We Talk.
Yeah.
Boom. You know, it's big track about picking up girls. And then it goes into, like, it's a bit. It's like, if you die. And then it goes into Dead Boys. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. But that holy. Yeah. You got the EP on vinyl, haven't
you? Dead Boys EP. Very good EP.
Very good EP. If you want to get in Sam Fender, I highly recommend
Pound Shop Kardashians. Underrated. It's not on the album. It's such a good tune. Yeah. But we got a bit emotional there, didn't we?
God, get a bit emotional.
Deep
so I think we should lighten up a bit.
Line up. So obviously we had the question earlier from Faye, which was about, you know, what would your band be called if you were in a band? And we didn't really give an answer. But there's another question here that's coming, following up correspondence. If someone was going to break up the band,
yeah,
who's the diva? Who's breaking up the band?
Is it me?
maybe. Mariah Carey moment.
I think we'd be pretty good. I think we'd maintain it for a while.
Yeah.
But I think we'd probably just get on each other's nerves if we were, like, touring with each other for
maybe
months. I don't know if we would.
I thought we'd probably be all
right. I think we'd be all right.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like you'd...
I'd be partying a lot.
You party animal. Calm yourself. I'd be there reading a book.
You'd be reading a book.
All right, calm down.
You'd be like, calm down.
Keep it down, ladies, lads.
Too much cocaine.
Sorry?
No, sorry, what?
Livewire 1350 does not agree
no,
with
we don't at
there.
All.
The truck's bad.
We don't at
bad.
All. But I would say, I don't know, man. I don't think, but probably me.
Okay, I don't know.
Who would most likely want to break off and do a solo career?
Me.
You.
I'll get pretentious. I'll be like,
you get pretentious.
This music's just not doing it for me right
you
now.
You do a George Harrison.
I would.
you become all, you know, zen and stuff, which is nothing wrong with that.
I'm zen. I don't know. I feel like I'd want to move into, like, you know, sweeping scores and something really arty and fancy.
Yeah, I think I'd probably
I'm gonna write a concept album, man.
And I'd be like, yeah, sure, man. And then I'd feel like, I don't know, just drift away. I can't believe we're getting, this is quite getting sad as well. Blimey. Okay.
Saddest show ever.
Have you ever had the Lotus Biscoff spread?
Yes. Are we bringing it back to pancakes?
I think we should bring it back to pancakes. I think we should line it up.
Pancakes just before.
Because it's a grim Tuesday evening.
We're very near the end of the show.
Near the end of the show. One more track left. And I think we should talk about pancakes a bit more. I mean, Lotus Biscoff spread's ridiculously good.
Very good. Yeah, it's enjoyable.
Like,
it's better than the biscuits.
Ooh.
Yeah, agreed.
I do not like the crunch of the, you know, it's classic brisket situation.
Yeah, maybe.
Cinnamony. Kind of, the spread, I mean, I remember having it a lot on, like, bread in first year.
On bread.
Lotov's biscuits bread on bread.
Student life.
Student life. I'm also eating blocks of cheese.
Oh, man. This show's been going so well. Now
now it's descended. Depravity.
I got a friend who eats cheese by the block.
On purpose?
Yeah. And he will eat an apple all the...
I do that.
You eat the core?
Yeah.
The seeds are poisonous, man.
Are they?
Yeah, they've got cyanide in them. I mean, not enough to kill you. Yeah, you shouldn't eat them, though. No. What if an apple tree grows inside you?
But that's not going to happen.
Well, what if it does?
But it won't.
You're in trouble then, aren't you?
Well, I'm in trouble.
Come back. Come crawling back to me when you've got...
We'll be able to speak.
A little sproutling coming out of you. You're not going to be happy. Hey? You're not going to be happy.
Sprouting. No, I eat the apple whole, but I wouldn't eat cheese by the block.
No. That's fine.
I wouldn't gnaw on it. That's the only time I've done it when I was drunk. That was the only time. That was the only food I had in the fridge. Right. That's the honest to God, hand on my heart.
I've had that one before.
That was only from the... Because I looked in the fridge and there was nothing on there in there. Okay. And I was like, God damn, nice. I need some food.
Yeah.
But I would not eat by the block.
No, that's fair.
Because I think that's a bit vile.
Not by the block, like slice a big chunk off and just eat.
Oh, I'd do that.
Yeah.
I think everyone does that.
I don't do that.
Well, how do you eat your cheese then?
Well, I don't eat cheese on its own, normally.
What?
What?
You would just...
I'd have a lump of cheese. Weird.
No, well, okay, what about you're like grating some cheese for like, you know, a dinner?
If I'm grating some cheese...
And have a little bit goes off?
Mate, if you're grating some cheese, there's always going to be a little bit left over.
Oh, yeah.
Or a little bit that doesn't go in there. You know that's going to happen.
Yeah, of course. And then the big block's like, that's not melting. You say it to yourself and then you have a little...
That's not
going to
melt.
Okay, yeah. When it comes to cheese, extra mature or mature?
Hmm.
Extra mature, surely.
Yeah, probably.
Because I feel like extra mature is the one they sell the most.
I don't really
mind.
Red Leicester. There you go.
I don't get... It's too creamy.
I like it.
I don't know. I don't know. The red, it freaks me out. Why is cheese red?
Really? Okay.
I don't know. That's probably a bad thing, but it's the truth. Is it brie or camembert?
Oh, that's a very difficult...
I think brie.
Wait, oh, Gary Neville there. Sorry. Oh.
No.
Brie. I like a toasted camembert. Like a roasted camembert.
Yeah.
That's...
Dip some grapes in there.
Grapes.
Grapes and cheese.
Oh, Northampton local, your grapes.
South Northampton.
Don't have grapes around my area.
Grapes. Don't grow.
Around Bournemouth, we don't have grapes.
Bournemouth, you got...
Don't have fruit around here.
No vitamins.
Everyone's got rickets in Bournemouth. There's nothing. Sorry.
The Navy's fuming right now.
I managed to escape.
About to Norfolk.
So, yeah, that was a choice, wasn't it? At home.
Yeah, there you go. I think we might have put a tune on, might we? Because the show's going to start soon.
I think this is going to be the end.
I'm sorry about the talk of cheese going on, but I enjoyed that.
It's fine. It filled up the time, be honest.
I'm throwing in brie.
Yeah, I like brie. Yeah, brie's good. It's got to be good. It's got to be French brie, though. I find Somerset brie, it's not soft enough. It's too crumbly.
You're Frenchy.
I'm talking facts, mate.
You're talking facts.
Listen, if we're going to talk about cheese, nations don't matter.
I strongly disagree.
Okay.
But that's fair enough. The Beach 2. Let us know what you guys think of this album.
Yeah, socials at Record Reviews Livewire. Message us, follow
us. See what you think. Honestly. I mean, I'm glad that we brought you along, if you listened all the way.
Yeah.
Brought you along this album adventure, because I really, really, really enjoyed it.
This album's wonderful. I hope everyone's enjoyed it. So yeah, we're gonna leave you now with
The Beach 2.
The Beach 2.
Which rounds off the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you next week.
See you next week. Lots of love.